Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 13 January 2026. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Zimbabwe ranked among the world's 10 unhappiest countries. Mourinho, a man of controversy and dispute, and health officials on high alert following global recall of Nestle baby formula. And now for the news in detail. Zimbabwe has once again been ranked among the world's 10 unhappiest countries, according to the report titled Poverty, Conflict and Despair. Mapping the world's unhappiest regions, the report attributes Zimbabwe's ranking to extreme poverty, high unemployment, weak public services, inequality, and governance challenges. Analysts say similar conditions across sub-Saharan Africa continue to affect quality of life, with experts warning that without economic recovery and stable institutions, living standards are unlikely to improve. Chief Mourinho's recent attempt to block the opening of Riverton Academy in Mashingo has revived memories of past controversies involving the traditional leader. In 2012, Chief Mourinho and Chief Mugabe demanded 2,000 white cattle from Econet Wireless, accusing the company of desecrating an ancestral shrine at Shiba Hills near Great Zimbabwe while installing a base station. The chiefs alleged that human remains and sacred relics were disturbed and took the matter to the court. However, the application was dismissed, with the court ordering the chiefs to pay Econet's legal costs. Econet argued that the project had been approved by the local authority years earlier. The government has placed health officers on high alert nationwide, including at ports of entry, following a global recall of Nestle baby formula over possible contamination. The Ministry of Health confirmed that one batch of NAN Special Pro HA infant formula manufactured in Germany is the product of concern. The affected batch number is 5166074-8F3, with a best before date of 15 December 2026. Health Secretary Aspect Maunganidze has directed officials to seize any affected products and remove them from shops to protect consumers. Nestle says the recall is precautionary and that no illnesses have been reported, but warns the product may cause nausea and vomiting if contaminated. The government has gazetted Statutory Instrument 10 of 2026, introducing new fees for vehicle registration, licensing and number plates. The changes include a $50 fee for first-time registration of vehicles, motorcycles, and trailers. Change of ownership will now cost $15 when retaining plates and $95 for new plates. Replacement of lost or damaged plates will cost up to $85 for public service vehicles. Personalized number plates have also been increased to $2,500 for vehicles up to 1,500cc and $5,000 for larger engines. The government says the fee review is aimed at modernizing services, covering production costs and strengthening the management of the National Vehicle Registry. The death of a Zimbabwean man in Ukraine is exposing a hidden and tragic pipeline of African mercenaries in the war. Mandla Nuwe was killed earlier this month fighting for Russian forces in Donbas. He was recruited in South Africa by agents promising high salaries. But investigations reveal many Africans are being lured with false promises of safe jobs or training, only to be forced to the front lines without preparation. Reports suggest at least 1,400 fighters from 36 African nations have been recruited by Russia alone. Captured fighters describe being treated as expendable, with horrifying claims of being used as human mine clearers. In South Africa, high-profile investigations are underway, including one involving the daughter of former President Jacob Zuma. Families like Nume's widow in South Africa report no help from Russia to bring remains home or provide compensation. Businessman Terry Kelly has lost control of Chewore Lodge after the Supreme Court upheld a High Court ruling cancelling a 25-year lease agreement between his company Saskaden Investments and Zim Parks. The court ruled that the lease was invalid because it was not signed by the responsible minister as required by law. Kelly had operated Chewore Lodge for 15 years and invested millions of dollars into the facility, which is internationally recognized in the tourism sector. The ruling is expected to have wider implications for investment confidence and property rights in Zimbabwe. Gozonya Secondary School in Hippo Valley has officially been authorized to open, with registration of learners now underway. The project began in 2012 and took more than a decade to complete. Chirezi Central MP Honorable Ropafadzo Makumire said progress was slow at first but gained momentum after he prioritized the completion of classroom blocks. Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education Inspector Mr. Sharara commended the development and praised the cooperation between community leaders. Let's hear from Mr. Sharara.
Atina wa mazuwa, parishinu mazuwa, nukuma nyo shidongo. Waka wea katamba, kitoro saka na shikita, nukuma majana wa shena katala kwa wale. Aisipa kutai yo wa tiko na yo kwa mati ya chinda. Aswano hapo kadisi. Isipa education toji 20% politics, 80% development. Atina wa mendoja taka nanga. Gadumpana wa gona ujimbra, kwa kutia wata majana wa chumita na maka. Kazi kumakira upambe yako mbagozo au ya upanda kazi wa madara makazi wa upanda kazi ilo chukumese ya wituka jini jina ube ni mduwa niyo banda kazi ya lava kazi ya lava.
And let's also hear from one of the parents.
Kuti chero zvikanzi kunovhotewa ari kuberi nokunoenda. Sava pachika ndinopa kutenda chaizvo chaizvo kuti chikoro chedu vana vakutanga kuvhura chikoro chedu chikoro chedu mangwana ndinopa kutenda ndatenda zvangu.
In economic news, Air Zimbabwe plans to acquire 6 new aircrafts in the next 3 years at an estimated cost of $775 million. The state-backed investment is part of a 5-year turnaround plan aiming to replace the airline's aging fleet and restore its competitiveness. And in news from local communities, 14 villagers have been arrested in Mondoro Ngezi after allegedly blocking enrollment at St. Mark's Secondary School. The group claimed the school was admitting outsiders instead of local children. Mashonaland West Acting Police Spokesperson Assistant Inspector Belinda Nyazira confirmed the arrests. The community of Vokola in Nsiza South is experiencing relative peace after police were deployed to curb years of gang violence. Local leaders say the intervention has allowed residents to enjoy a calm Christmas and New Year. Let's hear from a Vokola resident.
Isikhalo esesinazo mhlawumbe thina ukuthi kube kuyangathi kube lawo amapolisa ala awasuki la ahlale ebhekane nathi ngoba nakathesi kwakhona indaba zamadonki abantu bayaye ekhothi bathini okusho ukuthi kuyabonisa ukuthi amapolisa asebenza kanye nabantu. Njalo ngibonge ngoba amapolisa la abuyileyo lapha ukuzosincedisa, hhayi ngabantu abazwisisayo bayangena emphakathini befisa ukuzwa ukuthi abantu baphila njani, abantu bahleli njani. Mhlawumbe vele nje ngathi mina ngokubona kwami bese sifisa ukuthi nga la maphoyisa lawa kawasuki. Njalo ngizokucela futhi lokho mina ku-government ma ngabe ngasizwa ukuthi besicela ukuthi amapholisa ahlale engabantu abakhona phakathi kwethu la ukuthi ngakuyavuma kwakhiwe ikhempu yokuthi amapholisa ahlale ekhona la evukule. Siyayibona ikhona eavoka kodwa-ke kukude laphaya, i-transport iyabe isishaya ukuthi ma ngabe une-problem uthole usizo masinyane. Manje ma beseduze kanje siyakwazi ukusizakala ngoba siyafona ngawule problem uyakwazi ukufona, bayakwazi ukuphuthuma bazokuncedisa bakusize lapha nalapha. Even lanamhlanje njengoba nje ngibona ekule kodwa family united into enhlekangaka kungasima phoyisa khona ngabe kuthiwa abantu sebegamile kwadliwa kwagcina umcimbi kuphela into yethu ingaphutshana so siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi amaphoyisa abekhona phakathi kwethu sibonga kakhulu naye ubaba uShoko onguye umphathi wamaphoyisa
The United Nations has reaffirmed its commitment to working with Zimbabwe to advance women's empowerment and gender equality. United Nations Women Deputy Executive Director Nyaradzai Gumbonzwanda said this will include supporting trade policies that help women-owned businesses access global markets. She stressed that women's economic participation and inclusion in peace processes are key to lasting equality and development. In international news, Uganda goes to the polls this Thursday amid growing concerns over political repression and the detention of opposition figures. Opposition leader Bobi Wine has centered his campaign on the release of political prisoners, while activists say his supporters continue to face intimidation. Prominent critic Winnie Byanyima, wife of jailed opposition leader Kizza Besigye, has described the election as lacking credibility, warning that fear of violence could keep many voters away. Analysts say President Yoweri Museveni's continued grip on power makes the outcome largely predictable. And finally, in sports news, Takashinga Cricket Club in Highfields is hosting group stage matches of the ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup. The venue was chosen for its world-class facilities and its historic role in developing black cricket talent. Officials say the matches are inspiring young players while also are boosting business for local vendors, proving that community-based sport can reach the global stage. To end this news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Zimbabwe ranked among the world's 10 unhappiest countries. Mourinho, a man of controversy and dispute. And health officials on high alert following global recall of Nestle baby formula. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.